Okay, we're over here talking to James Whitaker again. James, how are you?
I'm actually very excited. I'm very excited because, you know, for the last several months I've been blogging about, speaking about, and talking about the future of testing. And now we're finally ready to start the clock ticking on that. And
yeah.
The products that we're going to be releasing over, you know, that we're going to be announcing this week and releasing over the next few months are really going to set the high water mark on exactly how this future of testing is going to unfold.
Great. So we talked to you about the future of testing a few months ago on Channel 9, but you weren't really revealing a lot about what's coming in the next release of Team System. But now you're allowed to. The marketing guys have taken those handcuffs off. So what can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you in general what you're going to expect. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be talking to some other program managers throughout the company who are going to give you some actual demos.
Okay.
But here are the things to expect from us. We're going to make software testers first-class citizens. We are going to provide a custom client interface for Visual Studio just for software testers. No more working and trying to pretend you're a developer to do testing. We've got our own interface, and it's tailor-made just for software testers and for their concerns.
Okay.
So within that, we are going to be really strongly promoting manual testers. Manual testing is so huge a percentage of the work that gets done in the industry. All of our customers have been asking for tools and tips and techniques to help support what they're doing in manual testing. And that is a large part of what we're going for here. So manual testers author test cases. We have test authoring facilities that we think are absolutely world class. They manage test cases. We're going to have a lot of test case management in this. Direct access to the repositories where test cases are stored and manipulated. Being able to tie test cases into early phase artifacts. The relationship between a test case and, say, a requirement, or the test case and an architecture, test case and a design, we're going to make that relationship real and actionable. So if requirements change, testers will know immediately what test cases need to be updated as a response to that. So around that test case artifact, we are going to enable a lot of scenarios that have just frankly been unavailable to testers up until now.
Right.
And then also after test cases are run. So it's not just better test case design, we're going to provide a lot of that, but also as test cases get executed and bugs get found, that is a scenario that we're going to work on very hard. See, the problem here is that you have this, what we call the tester-developer divide. The entire industry talks about the tester-developer divide, and there's a lot of reasons that divide is real, and we're trying to make a lot of that disappear. So, for example, I find a bug, I submit it to my developer. What does the developer do with that? Why is it that connection between tester and developer is so difficult? Why is it that the test cases are so, the bugs are so hard to repro, the test cases are so hard to rehost in another environment? That's a problem we've solved. Mm. The repro problem is going to go away. Developers are going to be incredibly impressed with the richness of the bug reports that Visual Studio Team Test is going to generate. And so we're really excited about that one.
So it's the old, it works on my machine, so it must not be a bug problem, right?
That will go away.
Cool.
I have been speaking and talking about that for a long time, and this is the best solution to that problem, and a very complete solution to that problem.
Wow. So can you give us just some insights into how you're solving that problem? What is it that's different between the handoff? You found a bug, you come to me as a developer, how do you eliminate that?
So the problem is, what data is missing from this? There's a lot of things that go into whether or not a test case exposes a bug. A test case can expose a bug on my machine and not your machine. It could be that there's some data missing. It could be that there's some customization that I've done that you don't have. It could be that there's some environment that's different. So those are the things that we figured out how to canonicalize and how to transfer from one machine to another.
Okay.
Now, another part of this vision of the future that we've been working on is virtualization. You know, virtualization technology is now real. Mm-hmm. It's very cheap. Much cheaper than it was in the past, and it's going to be made accessible to testers in ways that I think will dazzle our user base. So the idea of being able to deploy into a virtualized environment that can be customized, reused, and into multiple virtualized environments so that you can take the same test suite and deploy it under different virtualized environments. These are scenarios that we're going to light up in our release that's coming next year.
Wow, so this is really happening now. It's not, because I know you like to talk about, you know, 3, 5, 10 years down the road.
But like talking 3, 5, 10 years down the road, and, yep. And to see 3, 5, 10 year down the road technology that is going to come out next year is just incredibly exciting.
Awesome. Well, we're excited. Any closing thoughts here for us?
Well, prepare yourself for this. It's going to be like no other testing tool that you've ever seen. It's going to enable scenarios that testers probably didn't think were accessible to them, and I think it's going to light the world on fire.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks, James.
Thank you.